it's time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for the High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer, proudly supporting the youth of our community.
I never cut it that close before.
No. It was, well, you know, it's been a weird week. We've been out doing stuff. You have other important things going on.
We have a lot to talk about today, Aubrey, and it's weird because I know you've talked about this during the course of the show, but it is the wrap-up show, even though it's on Thursday. I know you and Cecil are getting ready getting on the cruise liner,
Dusty Trail,
and head east. But we're a lot to talk about. Let's start with what's going on right now. High school volleyball at the state tournament this morning. Leon, that was the third of our three area teams that qualified for state. Leon played this morning at 9 a.m. against Denver City in the 3A semifinals. The Lady Cougars of Leon won that match in three straight games. Talked to David Campbell. David was pretty impressed with the way that the Leon girls played, but Jason Evans, their coach and a friend of ours who's been on the show, wasn't particularly thrilled with how they played, and he said he thought they could play much better. If they play better tomorrow, I think they're going to probably end up earning the school's eighth UIL State Volleyball Championship. They'll play Goliad tomorrow, Aubrey, which is interesting because everybody was looking at the brackets, and on one side of the bracket was Leon, which is this, you know, forever kind of, I don't want to get G mad at one of our stories, but kind of a dynastic kind of a program. And then on the other side of the bracket was Pister, which was like 45-1 or something like that, and the number one ranked team in the state. Well, Goliad beat Pister in the second semifinal. So not tomorrow, but on Saturday morning at 9, Leon will play Goliad for the 3A state championship. Right now, the reason we don't have David on to save this segment of the program is that he is covering a match that's in progress. It just began, and it's Iola playing against Winthorst for the state championship in Class 2A. So wish them the best of luck.
They are up 10-5 in the first game.
Iola is?
Iola is.
Well, okay, that's a good thing. Aubrey, I've gone up there and seen them play, and I've actually seen them play Winthorst, and I've seen Winthorst play other schools in the 1A, 2A area classifications from our area, and that's a program that's won an awful lot. I think they might have the record for the most state championships, but really I can do it from here. I couldn't do it if I was sitting courtside covering the match. Really rooting for Iola. I've told you before, Jamie McDougal, the Iola coach, is just a sweetheart. Has done a great job out there. Have come so close so many times. So I'm really hoping the Lady Bulldogs can pull that one out and win the state championship. I want to make sure the listeners know and our readers that that David is in Garland. He covered the match this morning with Leon. He's already written that story. He'll write the Iola state championship match story before he heads back tonight. So make sure and check out the paper tomorrow, BrazosSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He's given updates during the games, as Aubrey just gave you a score. So if you're wondering, you can keep up with it that way as well. It's at Scoop Sports is his Twitter handle. A couple more things, Aubrey, and we'll get out of here and let the news people have plenty of time for their weekly wrap-up. But we do need to talk some high school football. You're going to miss it tomorrow night because Brian's playing tomorrow night. But let's start with the game tonight.
Yeah.
As soon as I leave here, I'll be heading down to Waller. A&M Consolidated is going to play Magnolia, and it's the 5A Division II. It's the second round. They're playing at Waller ISD Stadium. It's interesting. I just saw something online from the folks at Dave Campbell's Texas Football. And, you know, that's what they do. You know, you and I have a few other things on our plate, but that's what they do.
Right.
I just saw something online. There's just a handful, probably less than two dozen 11-man games in the state tonight. You know, most of the playoff games will be played Friday and some Saturday. There's only a maybe a couple of dozen or less, but the guys on the Texas football, David Campbell's Texas football site, they chose A&M Consolidated against Magnolia as the best game in the state tonight. And that's a small sample, but they still think it's going to be a really good game. A&M Consolidated's 8-3, but those three losses came against good teams. Magnolia is 10-1, and both kind of looking for a breakthrough. Both sort of had breakthroughs last week. I had a story in the paper today about that. I'll be heading down Aubrey. That game's at 7 o'clock tonight. It's unusual because it's a Thursday game. It's hard to find stadiums, you know, and you try to find a place in between the two schools.
Right.
And it's much better to find a neutral site than have to flip home and home. That's what Consol did last week. They had to go to Waco, and they were able to win. But I think in the playoffs, whenever it's possible, I think a neutral site is a lot better, because I think it's just more fair to both teams. If
Certainly.
It was pretty clear last week that A&M Consolidated was a better team than Waco, but what if A&M Consolidated had been better by just a point or two?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes being at home, you know, could make the difference in that. So Consolidated, 7 o'clock tonight against Magnolia. That's down at Waller ISD Stadium. Now, we need to talk about our other local teams. It's pretty big deal, Aubrey, that we still have three of our four local public schools who made it to the second round of the playoffs. Tomorrow night, there'll be a couple of games in the division, Class 5A Division One. Bryan is playing, and Bryan is going to be right down at Waller ISD Stadium, where I'm headed tonight. And Bryan will play. You got to help me, because I blanked out on who they're playing.
Well, I had it written down.
Yeah, and
guess.
You're not going to do the game, so you don't even care.
I haven't done my research.
Well,
yet.
Okay, that's all right, because you're not doing the game. But I'll find it while we're talking, because I'm sure David has written it up. But Brian's playing tomorrow night at 7 down at Waller ISD, and then College Station is in the Division II playoffs, and they'll be playing tomorrow night at 7 down at Spring at Leonard George Stadium, and they're going to be playing North Forest.
This is why I was confused, because you said Consol is playing Magnolia, Bryan's playing Magnolia West.
That's what it is.
So,
yeah, because it is a little confusing. So basically, the Bryan College Stations are Twin Cities, or as you like to call it, the Aggieplex, is going after the Magnolia ISD, full bore.
Well, the old school crosstown showdown is facing the other, what I imagined, crosstown
right,
showdown.
Right, absolutely. So Bryan will play Magnolia West 7 o'clock Friday night down in Waller at Waller ISD Stadium, and then College Station is playing Houston North Forest, and that game will be 7 o'clock Friday at Spring, Leonard George Stadium. For the folks who are thinking about going to the Consol game tonight or the Bryan game tomorrow, I can tell you that's an easy trip.
Yeah.
You know, I've made some tough high school trips in my life, believe it or not, Aubrey. You know, I've driven to Copper's Cove enough time that I could just tell the truck to go to Cove and just take a nap and it would get there. But the Waller trip is easy. I mean, you just go right down the highway. It's probably an hour, and so that's a pretty easy trip. So that's good for Consol and Bryan. The only thing with Consol is trying to find an agreeable stadium between College Station and Magnolia. You know, there's not a whole lot of things
right
out there. I don't think the Magnolia people probably didn't want to come up to Navasota.
No.
So, you know, there's not a whole lot of options. So they had to do it on a Thursday. It's a short week. I wonder about this, and I don't know if I wrote about this. I definitely talked to David Raphael, the Consolidated coach. Waco last week, even though Consol beat Waco fairly convincingly, Waco was fast and pretty physical. I thought that was a really physical game, and I thought that would be a difficult turnaround for Consol to play on a short week. David Raphael said he thought his team came out of it very healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's a matter of fact. David told me, and I don't know, his column hasn't run. I guess it's going to run in tomorrow's paper.
Yeah.
But I think David basically picked all three of our local teams to win, and I think they're all pretty much kind of toss-up games. It could be
right,
shootout
they're
games.
They're all close by the Harris ratings. I think it's going to be an interesting weekend. The thing for me on the short week in high school when it is always, it just throws you off your routine a little bit. Yeah. Especially, you know, you're used to the classes you have on Friday and when you're going to get out and all this kind of stuff. It throws everything off a little bit.
When you were a star at Kerrville Tyvee, did you guys ever have to play any Thursday games?
Kerrville played one Thursday game when I was there, and it was against a team so horrible it didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
For the most part, Tyvee was a Friday night team.
So we do want to let the listeners and the readers know that we're going to have full coverage. David will drive back after the Iola match this afternoon, after he writes his story on that state championship match. He'll drive back. He'll be over at Waller ISD Stadium tomorrow night to see Brian against Magnolia West. I have no idea, Aubrey, how he's going to get someone to replace you in the way of an expert analyst.
Yeah,
see, I don't call you a color commentator. I call you an expert analyst.
Yeah.
I think it gives you more credit.
Yeah, well, you know, I do what I can. I mean, I'm excited to listen to that game tomorrow night while we're on our way to Nashville. I think it's going to be another interesting one for Brian. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, again, I've only been doing this for 1 year, and everyone just assumes I'm going to pick Brian all the time. But I think a very winnable game for Brian. I thought last week was going to be a tougher matchup for them.
You know, David felt that way, that the way the brackets turned out. And I think it's really interesting with College Station, because College Station's playing Houston North Forest, which has not done much recently, and so you usually expect,
and really kind of struggled with a team that we think
Brenham got in with the losing record, but usually you expect the teams from Northwest Houston, the Magnolias, the Magnolia West, whether it be a Tomball school, Brenham, you usually expect them to beat the Houston ISD teams. That was the case in the other parts of the bracket, but not where North Forest played Brenham, and North Forest went on the road and beat Brenham. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what kind of game I get over there tomorrow night and give you an update, David. 19-11, Iola is leading Winthorst in the first game of that state championship. So that's a pretty good start for the Lady Bulldogs. I would think a program and a team that's never won state going against a program that's won like a dozen of them, even though they're new kids on the team, everybody knows the history.
No, they do.
So I would think winning the first game would be a relief. I've covered some really good teams, Aubrey, from the Brazos Valley that have gone up there, and just you feel like Guerrero was talking about playing North Carolina. You kind of feel like you're playing the ghost too.
Yeah, well,
you know, Mia Hamm's. You know, Mia Hamm's not playing for the Winthorst volleyball team this afternoon, but it might feel like that.
Iola just won the first set of that game, according to David. And yeah, there's something to that. You see it at the state Final Four in basketball all the time, because everyone knows who's won before, and it doesn't matter. It's everyone has their home. You know, everyone that comes from a small town or any town is thinking, man, you know, especially if your town's never won at state, you're thinking, man, how can we win this? Look at this other town wins it all the time. Well, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
we talk a lot about the deer in the headlights thing, because at the state tournament, Aubrey, that's more of a factor than anywhere else. One other thing before we let you go, I think the Consol game is interesting because the Consol defense played exceptionally well last week, maybe their best game of the year, and they've run the ball real effectively with Mason Hickson. I think the quarterback, he's going to be healthy. I think that helps him. What do you think, having done the radio on the Bryan games, what, you know, B.J. Ross had a good game last week when they won their bi-district game. What do you think the Vikes would need to do against Magnolia West tomorrow night?
The key for Bryan is usually just is getting their defense established early, because as the game goes on, they get better and better and better at running the football. I really like what they did last week, where they used Jarvis Lister out of the slot instead of out of the backfield, because we talked about this all year. I think Hunter Batten in the backfield does a really good job of hitting the hole. Now, he's not as fast or as athletic as Lister, but when it comes to getting through the gap and getting you 5 yards, he's better at it than I think Lister is. Lister's gotten better at it as the season's gone on, but the thing about Bryan is as the game goes on, their running game gets better and better. So if their defense can come out, play a good first few drives, and give the run game time to take effect, I think Brian's going to be in good shape in this one.
I love the fact that I got to interview the host, for even if it was just one question. And you're right, David has the score. It was 25-15 for Iola in the first game. That's a really good start. You can follow David on Twitter. Check out the BrazosSports.com and the Eagle tomorrow, and we'll have all that, plus the Tigers game against Magnolia tonight down in Waller.
There you go. Someone texted, don't forget about Caldwell. There's a lot of area teams also still going. All that will be at BrazosSports.com coming up on tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday for those teams that maybe play on Saturday. It's going to be a busy week around the Brazos Valley as our teams keep on going. That's today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll be back and wrap up with the news. It's Aggie Nation powered by the Eagle here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.